Chris Breen's on the line. He's from Refugee Action Collective. G'day, Chris. How are you?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, during COVID, of course, the anguish of people who have been held in captivity, effectively, for being refugees, asking for refuge in Australia, continues, doesn't it?
Sadly, it does. There were another 33 people who were released, medevac refugees, from 15 from the Park Hotel in Melbourne last week, which is certainly a positive sign. But I think there's still around 80 who are held nationally in arbitrary and indefinite detention, and the government has never explained the difference between the people released and the people still there who are despairing about why it's not them at this stage. So they need to be freed. And there's thousands of refugees in the community on temporary visas, bridging visas, who are in a form of indefinite limbo as well. And this Sunday, the Refugee Action Collective, together with a range of refugee communities, particularly the Afghan and Iranian communities, has come together to call a rally. Well, it's an online rally for to welcome Afghan refugees and for permanent visas, which will be 2 o'clock this Sunday. You can find the details on our Facebook or our website. We're expecting over 400 people to come along, including Labor MP Andrew Giles, Shadow Minister for Multicultural Affairs, and Adam Bandt, the leader of the Australian Greens.
Yeah, that's a good mix. And just before you do, we continue to talk about that. Is there, how many people are still left in the Park Hotel in Melbourne?
It'd be around, I thought there was a little, there was probably about 40, so it'd be around 20 left. I'm not 100% sure on that figure. I'd have to check it.
It's quite bizarre, isn't it? It's like a leaking tap.
They keep shifting people around. There weren't that many. Then they brought a number of people down from Sydney. They released people. Sometimes it's hard to keep track of the movements and the arbitrary nature of it all.
When did they bring them down from Sydney, for God's sake?
It wasn't too long ago, in the last month, I would say.
Oh, my God. Goodness me. In a lockdown, a COVID lockdown.
Yes, during lockdown.
Fair. Goodness. It's interesting because there's these broad brush statements coming out of these press conferences, and then you discover these, you know, details from people's lived lives, and you sort of think, goodness, that doesn't tally, and that's exactly what doesn't tally here.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. So what's the running? I mean, normally you'd be having a proper rally out in the streets, but of course of COVID, you can't. So online does have some of its usefulness, because it means that you can bring a collection of speakers that may not have been able to do it live. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, that is true. We're doing it. It was originally going to be an in-person rally, and then because of lockdown, it has to be online. I do think that there are safe ways to protest during COVID, some of which the RAC has tried in terms of having people masked and socially distanced and car convoys, unlike some of the right-wing protests we've seen recently. But because of the repression, that's just not possible at the moment, the huge fines. And so we are doing online protest. It does have a use. It's not the same as, it's not as visible as protest in the streets. But nonetheless, it does add to the pressure on Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, to increase the intake of Afghan refugees. It gives heart to the people who take part. I mean, we saw with the horrific bombing in Kabul yesterday that killed at least 85 people, that just underlines that Afghanistan isn't safe. But, you know, Prime Minister Morrison wants to keep Afghan refugees on temporary visas. He won't match Canada's offer to resettle 20,000 refugees. So, you know, we are having the protest to press for permanent visas and to press for an intake of 20,000, which is also above the humanitarian intake. The 3,000 that Morrison's offered come out of the existing 13,000 places.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? That is so impoverished. Australia's looking pretty poor.
Yeah, I mean, particularly when you consider the responsibility that Australia has had for creating the situation. You know, it's fleeing with its guns and tanks, but other people are, you know, saying, no, the doors are shut, the official channels are shut. You know, and it's saying that too to people who are already in Australia. There are, you know, 4,300 Afghan refugees in Australia on temporary visas, whose lives are permanent limbo. They can't get a family reunion. They can't get citizenship. There are more still stranded in Indonesia by the coalition's ban on taking any refugees via Indonesia. You know, that needs to end as well. And there are thousands more from other refugee communities, you know, from Iran, from Sri Lanka, from Iraq, from other places in very similar situations, let alone that there are still three Afghan medevac refugees who've got no official channels and 53 other Afghan refugees that are in detention around Australia.
Yeah, this is another version of them being practically challenged. They're practically
indeed.
Challenged.
Indeed. Yeah.
So let's just go through the details of the online rally tomorrow.
It is 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's via Zoom. You can find the Zoom link either on the Refugee Action Collective Facebook page. It's also on a range of other, the event is co-hosted by a range of other groups, the Hazara Shamama Association, Solidarity with Asylum Seekers in Australia, Refugee Voices, and you can find those details there on the Refugee Action Collective website. There's a range of speakers. It'll be chaired by two women. There's a tenor who is a junior taekwondo champion, an Iranian refugee, who's been on a bridging visa for about 8 years. She's not allowed to travel out of Victoria to compete. And there is a woman from the Afghan community. We've got other speakers from the Afghan community. There's a speaker from the border area in Afghanistan, speakers from the Iranian community, a guy from the Park Hotel who was released just last week, and, as I said, Andrew Giles and Adam Bant. And we will try and have some actions for people to take to share things on social media. We'll see if we can do a chant online with, you know, all 400 people. So please come along.
Thanks for talking to me this morning, Chris.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.